Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. The NBA is facing criticism from both sides of the aisle over its reaction to a general manager's tweet that was critical of China. Sixers spokesman Dave Schaller says the preseason matchup with the Guangzhou Long Lions is not about the controversy. It's about basketball bringing people together.
We played in China last year, and it was an incredible experience for our team and our organization, and we felt that support.
But Chinese officials and some companies aren't so supportive of the NBA right now, and Chinese state TV is no longer airing preseason games being played there this week. This is because Rockets general manager Daryl Morey posted a tweet supporting pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Now, initially, the NBA put out a statement saying Morey's tweet, quote, deeply offended many of our friends and fans in China, which is regrettable, end quote. That left lawmakers here upset, with both Republicans and Democrats essentially saying the NBA was putting money over morals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he's sympathetic to the league's partners in China who are upset, but he says the league is not in the business of regulating freedom of speech. The Sixers host a team from China tonight. Drexel University has agreed to pay nearly $190,000 to settle claims that one of its professors diverted federal research grants to pay his tab at Philly area strip clubs. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
U.S. Attorney's Office says 56-year-old Chikadanaka Wangpa used tens of thousands of dollars over a 10-year period from 2007 to 2017 to pay for dancers at Cheerleaders, Club Risque, and Tacony Club. Drexel discovered the misuse of the funds 2 years ago, confronted Wangpa, and also reported the misconduct to the government.
The university says Nawangpa, who was in charge of Drexel's electrical engineering department, admitted to auditors that he improperly billed the grants for goods and services. In addition to the dancers, auditors found grant funds had been diverted to pay tabs at sports bars and for online music purchases. Nawangpa agreed to resign and paid back about a third of the money, just over $53,000. Parents are furious about a plan to temporarily move students while crews clean up asbestos at their high school. District officials held a meeting last night for students and parents from Science Leadership Academy and Ben Franklin High. They share a building. Diana Morrow's not happy with how the district is handling things.
You expect us to believe that you're going to be able to pack up everything from two schools and move it someplace to start school on Monday the 14th?
School District Superintendent Dr. William Height says they dropped the ball on this project and they're trying to make things right.
We dramatically underestimated the time that it would take to do a major renovation. I apologize.
Height says they're currently looking at four different locations where the students might be able to go to school temporarily. We're learning more about the recent arrest of a 76-year-old man who's accused of killing his wife 38 years ago. The grand jury report has been unsealed. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has more on some of the new details in the case.
As he left his first court appearance back in April, William Corzon told reporters his wife, Gloria Corzon, who was last seen in March 1981, had run off to Florida. New details now from grand jury testimony, including a woman who moved in with Corzon after Gloria's disappearance. She says she was terrified of Corzon, and while he never said directly what happened to his wife, he'd threaten her by saying the same thing that happened to Gloria was going to happen to her.
Despite several searches of the Warminster property, Gloria Corzon's body's never been found. The report says Corzon admitted to lying in his testimony and acknowledged those lies probably don't look good for him, but he maintains he did not kill his wife. Well, after mowing down the New York Jets last weekend, some Eagles players traded in their pads for rakes and shovels. KYW's Andrew Kramer tells us why.
Here outside Martin Luther King High School, there's a pretty nice-sized garden that's fenced off. This is where students in the school's farm club get together to do some gardening.
Programs are focused on inspiring people to grow, cook, and eat healthy foods.
That's Lisa Mosca with Food Moxie. They partnered with the school to create this club.
Eagles wide receiver Mac Collins is happy he got to do this.
Super cool for us. Any bumps and bruises you had during the game, they kind of vanish when you see the smiles on these kids' faces.
He likes the idea of students learning where the food they eat comes from. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.